Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me. Have you thought about the gift of God? And when you think of the word gift, don't just limit yourself to spiritual gifts. I, for so long, only thought of the gifts of God as like tongues and interpretation and prophecy, and that was because of my Pentecostal heritage. Those are great, great gifts of God's grace, and they have tremendously edified the body. They edify me. I love my prayer life, and I love to pray in tongues, and I love the gift of prophecy and edifying, exhorting, and uplifting someone's life and having that done to me as well. That's awesome. But when you think about God's gifts, again, don't just limit it to those gifts. Think of the gifts of God, the highest form of the gift of God being the grace of God, being He giving you favor you cannot earn because He loves you. You don't even have to make it real deep theologically. He loves me, He gives me favor, He honors and blesses me, and as you live in that manner, it will take the stress of performing off of you. You see, the Bible tells us that God called Abraham righteous because Abraham believed. In fact, the Bible says Abraham was a friend of God. And yet, Abraham had a lot of problems. So being the friend of God and the righteousness of God doesn't mean you're perfect, and it doesn't mean you're problem-free. Abraham had problems right and left. He had issues with his wife. He had issues with his other wife. He had wives. There's a problem within itself is the fact that Abraham had an issue with lying from time to time. He definitely doesn't lead the highest moral life or the standard of morality that we might think. And yet he's the friend of God. Why? Because God had gifted him with the friendship of heaven and the righteousness of God. There's a law on the books in many states. I don't know much about the law or state law, but I do know that there's a law that states that if you have to do anything for your gift, it is no longer considered a gift. So if you have something gifted to you, but there are requirements, then it can't be called a gift. It has to be considered a paycheck, or it has to be considered payment for services rendered. The only way that a gift, under a lot of state statutes, qualifies as a gift is if the recipient is required to do absolutely nothing to earn that gift. Well, I think a lot of us should consider that in Christianity, because if we have to do anything to earn the gift, as the Bible talks about the gift of righteousness, if we have to earn our righteousness, then what are we doing calling it a gift? It's not a gift. It's a paycheck. And I've said this before, you know, a lot of Christians are going about their Christianity thinking, how much of what am I doing, what I'm doing, gaining me in the eyes of God? And they put on one side of the ledger the stuff they've done good, and the other side of the ledger the stuff they haven't done so well, and they try to balance it out or go excessive on the good side so that they get in, and here's a statement the world makes all the time, so that they get in God's good graces. Well, first of all, what would be bad grace? That wouldn't exist. But secondly, you can't get in the favor of God by performing things. Otherwise, you can't call it the favor of God. So you receive all of God's goodness by faith. You can't get any of it by earning it. If you get it by earning it, it isn't grace. It's payment, or its obligation, or its debt, as Paul would say. So just receive all of the goodness of God today. Don't ask God what you owe Him, but whenever He moves on your spirit to do, just do it as a son instead of payment or labor on behalf of the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.